Alright, we're here to investigate the police shooting that occurred on May 26, 2012 in the area of Biscayne Boulevard or Bayshore Boulevard, Bayshore Drive, and 13th Street. It's going to be in reference to City of Miami Police Case Number 12025-26-151-711.
It was the 26th of May? I thought it was about the 16th of May.
No, it was the 26th of May.
Well, whatever.
Today's date is July 19th.
19th, right.
And the time is now 7:02 p.m.
All right.
We're here. I am Sergeant Williams of the City of Miami Homicide Unit. Here with me is Detective Frankie Sanchez, who is also with the City of Miami Homicide Unit, and Miss Adolfa, A-D-O-L-F-A.
Yes.
Kananga An, C-A-N-A-N-G-C-A-A-N.
Who is the registered nurse here at Jackson Purdue Medical Center, which is located at 19590 Old Cutler Road, Cutler Bay, Florida, 33157. Also here with us is Mr. Ronald Popple, who has been listed as a victim in this investigation. Mr. Popple, can you raise your right hand?
Certainly.
Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
So help me God.
Okay. You're aware that the statement you're about to give is being taped?
Okay, sure.
Obviously, your home address is currently here at Jackson Purdue Medical Center. And outside of this facility, do you have any other addresses that you use?
No, not at all.
Okay. And you're currently not employed, right?
That's correct. I'm over 65.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard for me to get anything.
Okay. On the day of May 26th, 2012, in the vicinity of South Bayshore Drive and 13th Street on the MacArthur Causeway, can you tell me in your own words, speak slowly and clearly, what happened on or about 2 o'clock p.m. that afternoon?
A hitchhiker returned from the beach, was kind of in a glad mood for a while. Then he turned kind of vicious after a minute or two, and he started to rip me apart. He smashed my face into the sidewalk. My face is all bashed up. My eyes got plucked out. He was strangling me in wrestling holds. At the same time that he was picking my eyes out, he was strangling me in wrestling holds. For a very short amount of time, I thought he was a good guy, but he just went and turned berserk. He apparently didn't have a good day at the beach, and he was coming back. And I guess he took it out on me or something. I don't know.
Okay.
The police, of course, came around and freed me from him. Okay. If you want any more detail. Details about that, or is that sufficient?
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. You said that a stranger came from the beach. How did he come from the beach?
I believe he hitchhiked back. Sure, sure.
Okay.
Sometimes he might have walked back. Sometimes he might have hitched back. But that day, I think he hitched back.
Okay. Did you see him hitchhike back?
Well, I heard a car door slam. Then I saw him move around right along the side of the causeway. So it appeared that he was just being discharged from a car.
Okay. Can you describe that car?
No, I can't, because there's some kind of obstructions. Like, I couldn't get a view of the road from the walkway.
All right. Did it sound like a car, or maybe a big truck, or?
No, it didn't sound like much of anything, but of course.
Okay. Did you get a chance to see the driver of the car?
No, I didn't get a chance to see anything else. Right.
Did you make any contact and communicate with the driver?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. When Mr. Eugene got out of the car, can you describe how he looked?
He was a bit taller than me, a bit bigger than me. He definitely had size over me. He had hair that was brown and wavy, and it looked like a Mohican type of haircut. Almost looked like a Mohican. It came out with little spitty curls or something like that, whatever you call them. And he had a whole bunch of those going down the middle of his head. But I don't know. I really couldn't assume what he was.
All right, what about his facial hair? Do you have a mustache, beard?
No, he had nothing like that.
No?
He appeared to be a clean-shaved guy.
What color shirt did he have on?
It's like a dark green.
What color pants did he have on?
I think a dark color also, probably black. I think they're both dressed about the same. I think I mentioned that before.
You just said they both were dressed about the same. Who are they?
Myself and Eugene.
Okay, both of you were dressed about the same.
Both had the same color shirt and the same type of pants, I think.
Okay.
Not much difference.
Did Mr. Eugene have anything in his hands?
No, Eugene did not have any type of weapon. He did not use any weapon on me. He basically was using brute force.
But before he attacked you, when you saw him getting out of the car, did he have any clothes, any materials, any books or anything in his hands?
I don't really recall him having anything,
okay.
Just himself.
So after he gets out of the car, what happened after that?
Oh, he ran up to the walkway, and he wanted to lounge around for a while, and he was talking for a little bit, and then he started to attack me.
Okay, when he came up to the walkway and you guys were talking, what did he talk about?
Basically the beach coming back.
What did he say?
He didn't like the beach for something. He said he wasn't scoring there or something. He went to the beach to score or something. He's in a kind of flustered mood about it, I think.
Okay. Did he elaborate any further as to what was he doing at the beach?
No, he didn't, but I heard somebody say he was an acid head. That's what I heard.
But that would have been after the incident.
No, certainly.
What did you hear anything about his character or his demeanor before the incident?
No.
Okay. So he's telling you that he came from the beach and he was appeared to be flustered, as you say?
For a while he was acting nice, then he got a little bit flustered.
All right.
He probably remembered some incident on the beach and got kind of mad about things.
What happened after that?
He attacked me. He just ripped me to ribbons. He chewed at my face. He plucked out my eyes. Can you see my face? You can see around my eyes?
Yes, I can see it.
Basically, that's all there is to say about it.
Was he saying when he was assaulting you?
You, me, buddy, and nobody else here. I'm going to kill you or something like that, I guess.
Did he say why?
No, he just started to scream. He was talking kind of funny talk for a while too, yeah.
What do you mean by funny talk?
That I was going to die and he was going to die. He must have been souped up on something.
Okay.
He had some kind of desperate preoccupation of a type or another.
Did you say anything to him to provoke him?
I don't see where. Nothing like that. What could provoke an attack of that type?
Okay.
I certainly didn't curse at the guy or say anything mean or nasty to him.
Did you have anything of his personal belongings that
No, I did not have his personal belongings.
Okay. Prior to him attacking you, do you recall what he was doing before he attacked you?
Mosing around a little bit. He was just going to get himself adjusted, I imagine, to where he had to go to.
Okay.
That was about, I can't say much more, actually.
You don't know exactly what was he doing before you attacked him?
Just moseying around, being chummy. Like I said, we were chummy for a while. Then he just snapped. And God knows
what. When he attacked you, when he came up to you, what was he wearing at that time?
He was wearing a dark green shirt and some shorts.
So while he was attacking you, he had on dark green shirt
and shorts? Some shorts. I think they're also a dark color.
Okay. And what exactly were you doing when he first attacked you?
Well, I didn't do a thing. I just didn't even know how to get away from the guy either.
I mean, but what were you doing? Were you sitting down, lying down, standing up?
Standing up, I think. I think I was. Okay.
Just to the best of your memory.
I think I was standing up, yeah.
But you're not sure what you were doing?
But pretty well sure I was standing. Yeah, I was standing up. But he was bigger than me. He had advantage over me.
Okay.
Hey, can I get a drink of water?
Yes, sure.
Need some water?
Water. Or some juice, whatever you can get. That's a little bit more talking.
Can you give me some juice for Mr. Papa? No problema, señora.
I think I told you guys are going to come early in the day, about 2 or 3 o'clock, something like that.
Well, yeah, we were trying to get here by 3, but traffic is bad and we had a lot of things, other things to do.
Tied up.
Hold on, Ronald, I'm asking for juice.
Is there anything else that happened that we haven't discussed that you want to talk about?
Just the fact that the police got there after I screamed, you said the camera caught some of that too, whatever. So right in front of the Herald, all that. That's the walkway that goes over the bridge that goes past the Herald.
Yeah.
So I think that they have private security over there and a few other things.
Do you recall ever seeing Mr. Eugene before?
I do not think so.
Did you ever, to the best of your knowledge, remember Mr. Eugene providing any type of food to the homeless?
No, I don't remember nothing like that. Excuse me. Hold on to that.
Yes.
Okay. On the day of the incident, that was like the first time you've ever seen him?
Yeah. I don't think it was any other time I saw him.
No.
It might even be worth much to even mention. If he was known for going up and down the road, that's about as much as we ever would have thought of him either. So apparently he usually went to the beach and back all the time.
How do you know that?
I said apparently. I'm not 100% certain.
Oh, you don't know that.
Well, he's a young guy. There's action over there, isn't there?
Well, that is true. I mean, there's always something going on over the beach, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
I think he dealt us or something, but I'm not sure.
How do you know that?
Because I heard it, a hearsay. Whatever you want to call it, a telepathy. Well, anyway, I'm getting kind of exhausted.
Okay, I understand. All right, like I said, is there anything else you want to say that...
No, I thank the Miami Police Department for saving my life. That's about the best I could sum it up as. If they didn't get there in the nick of time, I would have definitely been worse shape. Possibly I'd be DOA.
Okay. Is this statement you're giving true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Have you given a statement freely and voluntarily?
Yes, I have.
Has anyone threatened you or coerced you to make this statement?
No, nobody has.
And has anyone promised you any or offered you any rewards for making the statement?
No, no one's offered me any reward.
Okay. The time is now 7:16 p.m. This concludes the sworn statement of Mr. Ronald Popple.
Okay.